Hey, fearless fundraisers, I'm Dawn Lego. It's time to buckle up for a new episode of Raise Nation Radio, the one and only podcast made to inspire fundraisers like you to continue making impact in our communities, building better tomorrows, and exchanging ideas. So whether you're a trailblazer or seasoned pro, you're going to pick up the trends that transform your fundraising. And together, we'll dive into lively conversations, and we're going to chat with industry-leading fundraisers and thought leaders to explore hot-button issues and innovative ideas. So stay with us for the next 30 minutes while we inspire you to embrace the future of fundraising. An inspiration we have today. So welcome back, Raise Nation. We're so glad that you join us on this channel. And thank you for making the show so popular and well-received. We love having you all as guests. And I have a very inspiring and I think overworked nonprofit, and we're going to share some challenges, struggles, some successes, all that good stuff, and hopefully inspire you all in the audience. So with me today is Tracy James. Now listen to this for a title. Talk about wearing so many hats. Assistant Director of Development. Okay, you could really stop right there. That's enough hats in and of itself. But also special events at the Covenant House in Texas. So Tracy, welcome to the show. And oh my God, that's a lot in one title. How do you wear so many hats?
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. And yes, there are a lot of hats, but they all go together because
they do. Okay.
All of the special events are intended to raise the resources necessary for Covenant House Texas to function, so that we can fulfill our mission of helping youth age 18 to 24 who are currently experiencing homelessness in the Houston community. So,
wait, youth age 18 to 24 are experiencing homelessness? I think you just stabbed at my heart. That is an atrocity in our country. Oh my gosh, thank you for what you do every day, because that should just not exist, really.
Absolutely. They should not be without a bed. That doesn't make sense. But unfortunately, in our country, there is a prevalence of homelessness at this particular age. And it's very important for us to catch it at its first incidence during this age, because homelessness can become a cyclical process that people go from being homeless to sheltered and back again, because they don't have the right tools, the right resources, the right things in place to position them to be able to find some stability. The reality is in this country is that the average American is 1 to 2 paychecks away from homelessness.
Oh my God.
That's the reality. Because
that's
most people aren't living check to check.
That's easy to hear. Yeah.
Yeah. They're living check to check.
Okay, we're going to dive deep into this, you know, the why, what we can do, what Covenant House is doing. But we want to get to know you first, Tracy, because, you know, whether the hats go together or not and make a wardrobe, it's still a lot of hats. So who is Tracy James? Our audience wants to know, and they don't want to get to know by me just reading a bio. So tell us a little bit about yourself. What you do at Covenant House, what led you there, your journey, and anything that you want to share personally. You know, we're a big family here at Raise Nation Radio, so we want to get to know you a little.
Okay, well, I am a Mississippi girl, born and raised in Mississippi, and I have lived all over the South, I feel like. And I have spent my over 25-year career working in sales and marketing, and then shifting into a space of working with nonprofits and fundraising, because I was looking for something that enabled me to make a positive impact in the world. You know, it's a great thing to get a great job with a big title and make a bunch of money. There's nothing wrong with that. But I wanted to find something that enabled me to make a positive impact in the world. And so that's one of the great things about the organization I'm currently with Covenant House. And so I consider myself to be a person that is focused on being the best person I can be. Every single day. It's a struggle, because we all have those issues, you know, road rage can run rampant in Houston from time to time, and
In New Jersey too,
frustration.
let me tell you, Tracy. In New Jersey too.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And so, and then, just here most recently, just dealing with the hurricane coming through, it can be tough because, you get frustrated if you don't have your power because you don't have your AC, and it's a little hot in Houston. If you've never been
You
here,
think?
it's a little hot here. It's just a little
Oh,
hot
just a
here.
tad bit. Yeah. Well, I
So just.
know how you're feeling because I was without power last night, right around 5 p.m. and lasted till about 9 this morning, and it's still a little bit unstable. And two, it doesn't happen often, which is what my husband reminded me. He's like, I mean, when was the last time you can remember it happening? And I'm like, okay, yes, I shouldn't complain so much as sweat is dripping down my back. But for you to experience that often, and everybody's safe with the hurricane, I hope you and your loved
Yes,
ones, great.
thankfully, everyone's good. Just having to navigate several days without AC was a challenge, but
Yeah.
thankfully we're the facility's back up and with full AC, and we're able to continue on the work we do.
So how did you get, tell me about your journey. How did you get to Covenant House? What spoke to you there? And let's talk a little bit about the mission and how you impact your communities.
Well, I've been working in special events probably for about 15 years. And one of the things I was doing after the pandemic, a lot of my clients just shifted. They decided they weren't going to do events anymore, or they shifted to virtual events, or they shifted to doing smaller scale events, because with the pandemic, all of the large scale events, we had to shut down. And so that impacts you as a business. So people began to do business differently. So I was trying to decide, did I want to make that shift to do that? Or did I want to do something different? And I'm going to be honest, I took some time to really reflect and think about
Good for
it
you.
and prayed about it. And I felt that urge to really get back into the nonprofit space. And I interviewed with two organizations, and it just happened to be that I got the interviews, they were back to back.
Wow, good
And
for you. Good for you.
so I did both of the interviews, and then after I interviewed with both, I really could see myself at both places.
Oh,
And
wow.
so
I
I
thought you
was
were going to
like,
say one spoke to you, but that's interesting.
I could see where I could bring something to the table to help the organization. And so I had to pray about it again. I was like, I said, okay, look, you need to make this very clear. Which one? Which where am I supposed to be? And an offer came literally about 48 hours later from Covenant House. And it was a good offer. And literally the other one, I got the decline after I had signed my contract here.
So it was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
It was meant to be. And I said, because I was like, well, maybe they'll come through with another offer and I can compare. And then I was like, no, my spirit
No.
said, well, you told them to make it clear to you, didn't you?
And the
And
spirit
so
did.
it
And I
was.
love your servant leadership mindset, right? It wasn't so much about you. You were very concerned about your higher purpose and where you could make the impact. And it sounds like that's what you were struggling with more than anything, which is beautiful to
I mean,
hear. Yeah.
yeah, I think the thing that a lot of times we have to get out of ourselves, don't get me wrong, I wanted to make sure I could take care of my family. I wanted to make
Understood.
sure I had benefits and all of those kinds of things. But at the end of the day, I want to see how who I am, my skills, my experience can make a positive impact in the organization. It didn't matter whether it was for profit or nonprofit. How can I move the company forward? And that's how I took a look at things. And so when I saw the opportunity here, specifically having the responsibility of the special events, Which I absolutely love
It needs to
doing.
be in your DNA in order to love
It
that, right?
really
Special
does.
events, yeah, it has to be in your DNA for sure.
It's a different space because it's where me being a little OCD, and into the details and into the weeds, as they say, is a benefit because when you're doing a special event, that's what you need. So just finding a space that allowed me to really focus in the space of special events was great. And I do have some fiduciary responsibilities in respect to how much money these events raise, but ultimately it's my job to produce four amazing events every single year.
Four.
Four.
Whoa. Okay. Tell us about them. So, events, the landscape with events are just changing, and the our supporters, our guests, the people that are coming to events, they have new expectations and demands, and it's all about the connection and the experience. So it's not quite as easy as it once was, and maybe it would never was. Maybe, we just had a good loyal set of supporters and we got a great catering hall, good food, band, called it a day, right? But now we're really needing to put so much care and thought into those details that you spoke about so that you're really connecting with everyone in that room and activating them, right, into supporters because of your financial responsibility. But you're not doing that once a year, you're doing it four times a year. So tell us about those events and how are you creating experiences and connection?
Well, one of the awesome things about the organization is that one key event, and we actually do this event twice. It's an event that's very unique to Covenant House. We're part of the Federation with Covenant House International that's based out of New York. And the event Sleep Out was created. And
I
it's
heard
not
about this. Oh
intended
my God.
to mimic, being homeless. But what it does is we create an experience where our sleepers are able to come for one night and they're able to hear from our current residents as well as alumni about their experience being homeless, what their story was. They're able to share their stories. And what it does is it shows someone who's never had that experience before just a glimpse of what it's like.
A day in the life, a
And
lot more
so we do
empathy.
this event twice, once in the fall on National Sleep Out Night, which is actually the Thursday before Thanksgiving in November.
Oh, cold.
It's a little cold. Might be in
Oh,
the 40s.
so
Yeah, it's about
you're not sugarcoating this. You're
no,
trying, right? I mean, and again, my heart and respect to anyone that is experiencing homelessness. This is not, exploitation in any way and trying to walk in the shoes that are really, really, really tough. It's a fundraiser and we want to impact the community, but you're not making it easy. I mean, you're not picking the most beautiful spring day or the most beautiful fall day. I mean, you're really going for it here.
We're going for it. And we provide sleeping bags and a cardboard box.
Oh gosh.
And we make sure they're in a space that's secure. We work with the police department. We have officers there the entire night, and they actually sleep outside overnight.
Okay.
And the next morning, we talk about their experience, everything that they experience, the sleeping out. They actually have the opportunity to go out with our outreach team to actually serve the homeless in Houston that night. And so it's a full experience. And so we do that in the fall with our executives, and in the spring, we do that with our young professionals. So I
Oh,
love
okay.
that particular event because it's a full experience. It's a full
So
experience.
how does it, I mean, I get the awareness and the empathy and the experience. I mean, that is a memorable experience that certainly would drive heartwarming action, right? So I love it, but how does that turn into fundraising?
Well, it's like this. Companies actually sponsor executives or young professionals from their company to participate. And then we also encourage individual fundraising. The amazing thing about it is that during our executive event last year, we honored Harvey Builders for their consistent support. We've been in existence for 40 years, and they've been a consistent contributor, and are actually the builder that's building our new facility. And they are just so amazing. So we poured it, we honored them. And then in the spring, we had two young ladies who combined have personally, just as two individuals, raised almost $500,000 in the last 10 years. Yes.
Mouth drop. My jaw dropped here. Two young ladies together raised a $500,000.
Yes. Yes. And just literally getting companies, getting foundations, getting friends, getting family to make donations. They have raised almost $500,000 in the last 10 years for Covenant House, Texas. And when you see that kind of level of commitment from corporations, from individuals, it really motivates you to continue doing more because I want to make sure that this experience continues to be exactly what they need to stay motivated to support the cause. And so sleep out is just one of those unique opportunities. And I have never done an event that was overnight. Never before. And I didn't know what to expect, but it blew me away the very first night because having the conversations with the executives the next morning and just asking them questions like, okay, so what was the one thing that stood out to you? And for some, it was doing the outreach. For others, it was the story of one of the young people on the panel. And for some, it was a portion of the group actually went on what we called a human trafficking tour. And an organization here showed them where human trafficking had been found in our
Because
neighborhoods.
that goes hand in hand, homelessness and
Yes, it
human
does.
trafficking. Yes.
Yes, because
It's a compound
there, if
atrocity.
a young person is on the street within 48 hours of them being unhoused, they will be approached to be trafficked. Doesn't matter whether it's labor or sex, they will be trafficked.
My
And it's
gosh.
unfortunate because probably about 30% of the young people that come to us aged out of the foster care system. And so to see someone who was being protected by the system, that they aged out and they were literally just put out.
I know I've spoken to some other organizations where their focus is, the journey of foster care and what happens when they become an adult, and the statistics and, the stories are
Yeah.
heartbreaking.
It really is because they're put out at a very vulnerable point. Many times they may turn 18 before they've even gotten that high school diploma. And
So they're homeless in high school.
they're homeless in high school and trying to finish up school just to get that diploma. And trying to figure out, well, how am I going to get a job? How am I going to get housing? How am I? Because let's think, really be honest. At 18 years old, we thought we knew what we were doing, but we didn't know what we didn't know.
Right,
And
exactly.
that's the reality, is that while legally we are considered age of consent at 18, not.
I know. What adult living have you done at 18 years old, right? What experiences and
Right.
what mistakes have you made to learn from, and what mentorship have you
Right.
had, and Of course, of course.
Yeah, and without the family support, I know the stupid mistakes I made 18, 19, 20 years old, that had I not had a family, I don't know. You and I wouldn't be sitting here probably having this
Of course, I
conversation.
agree 100%.
So it's very important for the experiences that we create through our events really showcase what happens when a young person has no place to sleep.
It's,
And have you heard of couch surfing?
I have not.
Okay.
I suspect I'm not going to like what I'm going to hear next.
Well, what happens for some of our young people is they're couch surfing.
From friend
And
to
so they're going
friend
from
to
one
person,
house to
right?
house to
Yeah,
house
okay.
to house.
Yeah.
Well, in some of these situations, they're not necessarily surfing into a situation that's safe.
Right. Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to
And,
say. Oh,
you
gosh.
know, sometimes they're surfing into spaces where they're assaulted. Sometimes they're put in violent situations. Sometimes they are taken advantage of. One young person I spoke with said that they thought this person wanted to help them, but that person was actually just taking money from them. They were like, "Well, you're going to pay me $80 a
Oh.
week to sleep on my couch." Well, they were working minimum wage,
That
working,
sounded
still in
like a deal for
school,
them.
sounded like
Yeah.
a deal, but it turned out to really just be a bad situation. And every time she said they looked up, they were asking for more money. "Well, if you want to eat my food, then you're going to give me an additional this." So it was always something else. She was
Taking
always
advantage
ending
of
up
the vulnerable.
taken advantage of. So when we have the sleep out event, the intent is for those stories to be brought to the forefront, because people say, "Oh, okay, well, they're couch surfing, then that's good. They at least have some place to sleep."
Yeah.
Your couch may be safe, but
But we're
somebody
not
else's
talking
couch.
safe couches here.
No, we're
Yeah.
not.
Crazy.
Not at
Oh
all.
gosh.
Yeah,
So
so.
what does your one of your sleep out fundraisers achieve in proceeds?
We typically, our executive event raises $1 million a year, which is a huge portion of our operating budget. Our young professionals event ranges anywhere between $200,000 to $300,000,
Good for them. Good for them.
and it's an awesome thing because, you know, one issue that we, you know, we have in the nonprofit space now is that a lot of the people who have been huge givers, they're passing away. And those that are coming behind them may not choose to continue to support the organizations that they traditionally supported. So you then have to continue to bring in an influx of new donors, so that you fill those spaces as people, in a sense, age out, of your organization as a donor. And while you do have the benefit that some may include you in their end of life planning, others may not. And it may be left up to their children, their grandchildren, to make the decisions on new giving going forward. So having the Young Professionals Organization is a huge way for us to continue to grow our donor base. And we have two additional events that are a little different that enable us to attract different donors,
A diverse group, a diverse
a diverse
audience.
group.
Yeah.
So we have an event called Guts and Glory. It is a corporate obstacle course challenge. So it is a mixture of physical and mental challenges. And so companies sponsor their team, and a lot of them use it as team building, team development activity. So it's fundraising for us, it's team engagement and development for the companies. And we've even had some spouses challenging each other this past year during the event. Well, I was a husband and wife.
And
And
they challenged each other?
they challenged each other's company.
Okay.
And so they were trash talking before the event. They were trash talking
That's
during
fun though. It's
the
all for a
event.
higher
And it was
purpose.
so much fun. It was so much fun
Yeah.
because neither of their companies ranked in the top three. So they wanted to know what their score was so they could see who won. So it was
Little
a really great
friendly marital
event.
competition there. It's all good.
It was all fun.
Now, are all
And they
three
were,
of these events like peer-to-peer type events? Would you call them peer-to-peer?
yeah, they're more peer-to-peer. It's because like I said, there's a corporate donation piece of it. And then there's always that peer-to-peer fundraising piece because in the process of them participating, we want them to share who we are and what our mission is with other people. Again, it's not the dollars are great, but in order to keep the dollars going, you have to continue to friend raise. And as you do that through the events by encouraging your participants to do peer-to-peer fundraising.
And so
And
the sleepouts is also peer to peer.
yes,
You know, I
I mean,
believe that our CEO, Steve Johns, actually mentions your event in his book, Fearless.
wow.
I'm pretty sure that that's the case, or an event very similar, or with, you know, maybe your
Yeah.
parent organization. And, you know, it's interesting to me because I think when, as special event directors are thinking about creating memorable experiences, if I just say that, you know, to our audience, okay, you know, at your event, create a memorable experience. We're typically thinking about, well, what's going on stage and what's the entertainment and what's the food and what's this, that, and the other thing, all the details, the flowers, well, the parting gift, you know, da 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 da. But you know what? You are out of the box. Your events are really memorable, but memorable doesn't need to be jiving on the dance floor. There's lots of ways to create memories. And while sleeping in a sleeping bag out in the cold in a cardboard box doesn't sound like a memory anybody really wants to have on purpose, it is a heartfelt memory, right? It is an empathetic memory. It is an experience that teaches us something about humanity, about ourselves, about who we want to be and how we want to help. And so it's just a different kind of memory that you're creating, and it is peer to peer. I can't imagine, you know, the spectacle of what it might look like with, you know, people in cardboard boxes sleeping, you know, out in fields or however your event is constructed, but it's building that awareness. I mean, you're actually inspiring me that I want to join one of your sleep out events because.
Well, I'll tell you this, the New York chapter actually does their sleep out in Times Square.
Oh, really?
Yes.
See, this is good awareness. So is registration like, can you go on your website? Like, how do you orchestrate it so that you get the fundraising started? Is it
Yeah, we have a centralized website, sleepout.org. And you're able to go there and look for your city, wherever you are in the country. We
Got
have
it.
34 locations in the country. And you can find out if there's a sleep out near you. We actually even have a virtual option for people who aren't near a location that actually does a sleep out, and but they still want to be a part of the experience. We actually have curated a virtual format for people, and
So
actually
people can
even
do this at home in their families. Like,
they
okay, we're
can
going
do
to
it at
learn
home.
something tonight. We're going to sleep out in the backyard. We're going to participate. We're going to be part of this movement. We're going to be part, right? It's something like that.
Absolutely. It's
Yeah.
absolutely like that. And we've even had companies actually do it at their corporate offices.
Oh, so every so this is
And
really opened for everybody.
it's open for everyone to be able. And the whole goal is it's like I'm giving up my bed for one night to raise money so a young person doesn't have to go without a bed. And so that experience, that memory is really connecting you directly to the heart of the mission.
Yep.
And with Guts and Glory, we say, do you have the guts to give a young person the glory? So you step up to the plate to compete, but at the same time, what you're doing enables a young person to shine. It helps them get career resources, school resources. It helps them get access to the necessary documents to operate. You got to have an ID, you got to have a birth certificate. All of these things are
Oh my gosh,
necessary.
I didn't even think of those essentials. Wow.
Because sometimes they're put out and they don't have them.
Okay.
They don't
Wow.
have those things. Some young people, that's all they need when they come to us is, hey, I can get a job, but they said I need a picture ID, I need my birth certificate, I need my social security card. And you assume, oh, okay, by 18, you should have all of those things, but not necessarily. Depending on the life in which you've lived, you may not have that. So just having staff there to help young people navigate that whole process. And so with the guts and glory, all of the obstacles, somehow we try to connect them to our mission in some way. There may be something that's talking about, we may have a balance beam and we talk about balancing all of the responsibilities in life. And so that's one of the things that's an obstacle. And then we have the army crawl. This sometimes you just have to crawl through the mud to get to the other side. So the intent is that each of the obstacles connects in some way to our mission in some shape, form, or fashion. So that adds that memory element to it.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing so many things right, and you're doing four of them a year. And, that's, I speak to so many thought leaders, and seriously, everything that I hear that they say nonprofits should be doing, you're doing. So give yourself a pat on the back because the experience is there, the connection is there, the mission's part of the journey,
Absolutely.
every single, every, at every turn. So it's, tell me what helps you get, like, what do you do? Is it people? Is it volunteers? Is it software? Is it just a great community that makes your challenges easier? Because what you're trying to do is no easy feat. An event a year is not easy, let alone four. An event for 4 hours is not easy, let alone overnight. Different ages, diversity, all the things. What helps your fundraising be easier?
Honestly, it's two very key things.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Two very key things. It's the people and it's the resources. Okay. So when I say people, I'm talking about an amazing board of directors. I'm talking about a talented staff within the organization that's not just committed to doing what's in their job description, but when it comes to special events, they show up in support. That is an amazing look to a donor to see not only the development staff there, but to also see case managers there, to see outreach team there, to see the
Beautiful.
executive director there, being able to see all of those people there. And then the other key piece of the people is our volunteers. We can't function without our volunteers that support our events, that support our organization across the board. Because sometimes people may not have the dollars to donate, but they will donate their time and their talent. And that is priceless, completely priceless. And then once we have all of those people moving, I have to have the resources to make those things work. And a very key component of that is the technology. If you notice, I mean, I use Post-it notes and big Post-it notes and
I know, but when we
have
first
stuff
got on, yes, I
all
was
over my
commenting on
walls.
your wall of
Yeah.
post-it notes behind you.
But in order for my team, in order for my volunteers to know what I'm working on, I have to take all of those Post-it notes and put them in a spreadsheet and share that. So I need that technology. And one of the key things for peer-to-peer fundraising is having technology available that will text people and invite them to donate. Having the ability for my volunteers to have an individual page that they can send people to make donations to their team. And one of the key things for me for our fourth event, Night of Broadway Stars, which is our like gala-like event, and is a silent auction. And I am so thankful for One Cause because I've used some software in the past that was just, oh my God, it was not user friendly, and it made the process of doing the auction, silent auction, live auction, any of those things so difficult. But this year, oh my gosh, I was so pleased. I was so elated. It made the process. I literally can't really remember the auction process because
It's kind
it
of like
was.
one of those things, and thank you so much because we didn't have any preconceived notions about you endorsing or not endorsing OneQuest, so we really appreciate your kind words. But now that you've said it, I'll do a shameless continuation of that. It's one of those things that once you have it, you're like, huh, what was I doing without it? And I can never go back. Is that kind of the sentiment?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you this. I've already put in the request for Sky and Vidal to come back and work with me
Was that your
again.
event managers from
Yeah,
OneCause?
those are my event managers.
Oh,
And
wait,
oh
who are they?
my
Let's shout them out again. Sky and who?
God, Vidal.
That's so not that that's so nice. They're going to appreciate that. I'll make sure that they
Yes,
get a copy of
because
this. Yeah.
I will tell you this, they actually stayed with us. And we actually had a tornado come through downtown Houston that night.
And they
Our
stayed. Oh, good for
gala
them.
occurred.
I'm so
And
proud.
a storm came through. And they stuck it out with us. They continued to support the, support my volunteers as they were managing all these moving pieces as we were having to shift. And I was so pleased with their professionalism. And I got compliments from both the volunteers and my staff about how great they were.
Good to hear.
So we look forward to working with One Cause again with our gala. Because Night of Broadway Stars, it has so many moving pieces because we've got Broadway performers, we have our youth performing, we have a band, we have audiovisual people, we have dinner, we have it's so many different
And
things
the
going
list
on.
goes on.
Right. So to have that event staff there to know that check-in's handled, that auction is handled, that when we do paddles up, they're there. Handling all of those things. Live auction, it's handled. It took some of those tasks off of my shoulders so that I could make sure that the show was amazing,
We're
that the
honored to do
dinner
that. Yeah.
flowed properly, that the AV team had what they I was able to do all of those other things I needed to do. I could actually had space to actually talk to my donors. I
Which is
had
the most
space.
important thing, right? I mean, we
Right.
want
I
to.
needed FaceTime with my donors. And often when I'm doing events, I don't have the space to do it because there's so many different little details that have to be managed. And that took some of the weight off of it. I mean, I'm gonna be honest, at first I was like, I'm not paying for nobody to come to do this.
Well,
But
that's interesting because we're asked that all the time. We still provide. Boots on the ground support. We are committed and passionate about innovating the best software for fundraisers, but it's still the people behind the software, and we'll never let that go. We'll never, it'll always be available as long as nonprofits need and want it. And that's what we hear. People are more successful when the One Cause team is there because of things like you just said. You have the freedom, you're not tethered, and you can go and steward your donors, connect with them.
Yeah, because the check-in staff had the ability to ask the One Call staff questions as they were checking people in. If they ran into a glitch or if something didn't quite go right, they had somebody there that really knew the stock software. For me, it would have tethered me to the check-in area and I wouldn't have been able to move
We don't
around.
want you
But,
tethered to the check-in area. We want
yeah.
you shining like the bright light that you are. I mean, and doing what you do best. I mean, I'm so inspired. I think you're going to get a lot of phone calls. Tracy, how do you do it? I'm exhausted with just one event. But we're so glad that we can play a small role in the impact that you're driving there in Texas and just the strong support that you're so an important support. I just cannot fathom any young adult being homeless. It's got to be beyond scary and take you down a path that's just heartbreaking. And yeah, I applaud what you're doing. You're very strong. You're fearless. We like to say that here at One Cause. You're fearless. And to know that we played a role, even a teeny tiny role, even just if some of our event managers were there to help you, keep
Because
doing what
when
you're doing.
you get called over by the venue manager and saying, "Hey, we just talked with the Emergency Management Center in the city of Houston, and we need to make some adjustments to how you're handling your events. So I'm having to move people out of spaces where there's glass. I'm having to do all of these things, but I still knew that certain things were being handled because I had the support there."
Your event was still running. Yeah.
And it
Yeah.
was still running. Everything
Yeah.
was still
Yeah.
going.
Oh,
Everything was
good to
still
hear.
going. And the awesome thing is, I'm going to tell everybody this. I raised over $600,000.
Wait, what? Is
We
this
raised over
the
six. The night
Oh,
of Broadway started,
fantastic.
raised over $600,000. Less than half of the people who were registered to attend made it due to the storm.
Wait, you
And
did
we.
this all during a storm too. Oh
Yes.
my
Yes. So when you have the right system and processes in place up front, you're able, we were a our we had people bidding on the silent auction who weren't able to make it. They were still bidding.
Didn't stop fundraising.
Did not stop fundraising.
Well,
And we were
$600,000 on that.
$600,000.
That's a mic drop. You are definitely the daily dose of inspiration today. And I think we're going to have to check back in with you because I want to be respectful of your time too, but we're going to have to hear more about all your events and how you do it because I think that's what fundraisers want today. It's like, I kind of know what to do, but I need to hear some inspiration, some success stories. I need to understand how to
Absolutely.
do it. So I think you need to promise me that you'll come back and do a part two with us. How does that sound,
Sure, I
Tracy?
will absolutely do that.
That sounds great, because I bet people are listening to this and have a lot of questions. But for now, I feel as fundraisers to all of you listening, I know you're hanging on every word Tracy's saying, as I am. I'm just floored. And those of you who are like, oh my gosh, I do one event. How does she do four? Whew, talk about your daily dose of fundraising inspiration. Please tune in for a new episode release. We'll have Tracy back, so you'll hear more from her. But our new episodes drop every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. That's Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. In the meantime, there's about 140 episodes on Raise Nation Radio. You can listen to all of them, so you can hear from your other colleagues, like Tracy, and from nonprofit experts and One Causers are on the show as well. And we stream everywhere, so you can follow us at whatever channel you like best. I would like to thank One Cause for making this episode possible. One Cause is driving the future of fundraising with easy-to-use digital fundraising solutions that help nonprofits connect with donors. Check it out, onecause.com. And please visit the resource tab on the homepage. You'll find this podcast as well as other free content that hopefully you'll find helpful. A huge shout out. I'm tired just hearing what she does every day. Tracy James is the Assistant Director of Development and Special Events, and talk about special events at the Covenant House in Texas. Tracy, pat yourself on the back. Go take a little break or relaxation because you deserve it. Thank you so much for being with us and just sharing so much inspiration, so much heartfelt inspiration about Covenant House and what you do every day and how you get it done. We really appreciate you being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And just for everybody out there, just remember, focus on the solutions, not the excuses.
Wow. So I was going to ask you for your last words of inspiration, and that sounds like we just got it. Focus on the solutions, not on the excuses. It sounds like you're not an excuse kind of girl. You're a solution kind of girl.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for being with us. We're going to have you back. I need to hear more. I just need to hear more. But for now, that is a wrap. Until next time, I'm Dawn Lego. This is Raise Nation Radio. You stay fearless out there.